Listen to what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. In September of 2007, the London Telegraph carried the story of Mr. and Mrs. Davidson, a retired couple who have lived in a travel lodge for the last 22 years. Says Mr. Davidson, "This is our home. We have everything we need here, and the staff are like family now." It's not that the Davidsons have nowhere else to go, because they actually own an apartment. It's just that they really like the fact that in a motel, somebody comes to clean the room and change the linen, and they only have to cross the parking lot to go get their meals. And to make things even better, they've discovered that motel living is much cheaper than going to a retirement home, which would cost something like £25,000 for one person for a year where they live. The motel bill is more like £8,000 a year. And they claim the room is big and comfortable. Mr. Davidson says the rooms here are spacious with a large bathroom, which makes a perfect base for us. We love the staff and we know them all by name. Friends and family also come to visit us here. There is always something going on outside our window. These people have actually been in the same motel room now for so long and know the staff so well that their room is being renamed the Davidson Suite. And it doesn't look like they're planning to go anywhere else anytime soon. In fact, even when they recently took a holiday in the United States, they kept on staying at the travel lodge. And that brings up something I think is really important. You've got to admire the sensibility of a couple who like the simple life and find that they don't need a permanent residence to be happy. They've found a satisfying life without all the materialistic trappings that the rest of us seem to be shackled to. They're not tied to a bunch of stuff, and if they feel like moving on to the next motel, they can go anytime they want to. Paul reminds us of the same principle for our lives. Our citizenship is in heaven, he says. And that's a stark reminder that we're really just punching the clock in our current lifetime. No matter what we have or where we live, this life is really just a motel, not our permanent residence. And that means we have the license to live lives of simplicity. It doesn't make sense to make huge investments of our time or resources and put them all in a place that's going to pass away one day. Of course, you are allowed to live a great life, and you're allowed to own things. But to really live successfully, it helps to remember that all this stuff we have is not really what our life is about. If we refuse to take material things too seriously, or to put down too many anchors in a world that's not going to survive the second coming, we're going to find that it not only gives us greater peace of mind, it also happens to be a better way to live.